Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When Ted Kennedy's booming voice said, "The work begins anew," at Barack Obama's national convention in Denver a few years ago, he was talking about getting Congress to pass national health care. He could also have been talking about today, because today, the work begins anew to save national health care. Healthcare is under assault, as are a host of other issues, as the GOP today takes control of the House on Capitol Hill, and the tension is palpable. We caught up with Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern as he walked from his Washington office to the Capitol building across the street.
Does it feel like things have changed here already?
Well, obviously things have changed. I think it's going to be a tough year next year. And we'll be playing a lot more defense than offense.
We spoke with McGovern and several other members of the Massachusetts House delegation just before the holidays to talk about this day, when largely thanks to GOP Tea Party wins in November, Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation goes from being one of the most powerful to being out of power.
I am not an expert on the internal workings of the cerebral mechanisms of a Tea Party member of Congress.
Congressman Ed Markey is the dean of the Massachusetts delegation.
I await with great interest meeting all of them as they arrive. But from a distance, I would say it will not be easy to integrate all of those several dozen Tea Party members into what is supposed to be a governing party.
He hopes that's the case, that GOP leadership will have a hard time reining in the new headstrong Tea Partiers in the House. Even so, the coming months will not be easy on Markey, as he and Congressman Barney Frank lose their powerful committee chairmanships. Political analyst Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute in Washington says Washington is a different place from when Markey and the Democrats were last in the minority.
Now, it may be a little tougher for Markey simply because when he was in the minority, the Energy and Commerce Committee at least still tried to find some areas of bipartisan cooperation. I'm a little more skeptical now in a House that's become so polarized.
And Markey visibly stiffened when we asked about his special committee on energy independence and global warming, which the GOP has already announced is being eliminated as unnecessary.
A surprisingly high percentage of Republican primary voters do not believe in evolution. Well over 50%. So it's no surprise to me that there are many who don't believe in the science of global warming. When people ask me if I believe in global warming, I say, well, I believe in physics. So, yes, it will be a challenge. Science is going to come under assault.
Another assault is coming in the House Financial Services Committee, where Barney Frank is giving up his leadership to Republican Spencer Baucus, who's already suggested he'll try to dismantle the major Wall Street reform package Frank guided through Congress in 2010. But Frank bristles at the idea that this will be hard on him.
Well, in one sense, it's not hard at all. It doesn't require any effort for me. I just walk in one day and they've won, sympathizing with me because I used to be the chairman and now I'm not the chairman. I don't get to play with the gavel. I don't think they care and they shouldn't care. So you want to talk about public policy, I will. But I don't really do feelings very well.
All right. Well, let me ask a policy question then. Do you expect a GOP assault on the finance industry overhaul that you worked so hard to get passed?
The financial reform bill is the single most popular thing the Democrats did. I don't think they're going to try and undo the Consumer Protection Agency to put back the Wild West regarding credit cards or overdraft or subprime mortgages. So I think in the end, they may try to undo health care, and in a couple of other areas they may try to undo things. But I think they understand that tougher regulation on financial shenanigans, consumer protection, banning the bad mortgages, those are all too popular for them to take on.
When Congressman Mike Capuano was first elected in 1998, Republicans were in control. And while he makes no secret of the fact he didn't enjoy being in the minority, the experience clearly brought him perspective.
It's like any relationship. I mean, this whole place is a multitude of relationships. And so therefore, you have to figure out it's a new relationship now. What's our relationship amongst each other? Do we stick together as a party? Do we fall apart as a party? I mean, what direction does the Democratic Party go? That's just within the family. Then how do we react to the Republicans? They have the same problems, by the way. They have 87, I think it is, new members. that many of whom have no political experience, so they're going to come in here, you know, loaded for bear. What dynamic did they play on their majority? What happens in the Senate? And what does the president do? I mean, we're trying to figure out, does the president stand up for his values or does he compromise more? And we don't know yet.
For people back home in Massachusetts, the more important question may be whether a loss of influence on Capitol Hill will translate to a loss of funding coming to the state.
No, because when it comes to advocacy for your own district, I think it's not a big partisan issue.
Capuano, McGovern, and Markey all agree with Barney Frank on this point. The danger is not in Massachusetts losing its slice of the pie. Rather, with federal spending cuts coming, it's whether the whole pie gets smaller.
Let's put it this way. Yes, the district that I represent, for instance, southeastern Massachusetts in particular, Fall River, New Bedford, communities that have not been treated well historically by the central authorities, they'll be worse off because the Republicans took control of the House, because they are not for the pieces of legislation that help them.
So knowing all this, what's the biggest challenge for you going forward?
It is to demonstrate to the public, to connect the dots game. There are going to be shortfalls in services. There are going to be deteriorations in the quality of life that will result from actions the Republicans take. And it will be, one, to try and stop those from happening, but I'm not sure we can, and two, to demonstrate that.
It sure sounds like Democrat doom and gloom. But Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute points out that if there's one delegation which knows how to play the game of getting things done while in the minority, it's Massachusetts.
Well, one thing we have to say about these Democrats now moving from the lush plains of the majority into the harsh desert of the minority is they've been there before. And what we saw before is that they managed to function pretty well.
And Ornstein says they're motivated.
The 111th Congress had a remarkable set of accomplishments. It was among the most productive Congresses ever. Now there is a new mandate for these returning minority members who participated in making all of those things happen, and that's keeping them from being dismantled. It's preserving your legacy. And that, especially given that you've got an interesting place to look now with a majority party that has a lot of cracks in its own foundation, a leadership that has to deal with a third of its members who are new and who don't come in with a deep abiding trust in leadership. So you can play one side off against the other, and that means that the formidable talents of people like Barney Frank, Ed Markey, will come into play, and it will make being in the minority not a pleasant experience, but less painful.
I asked Norm Ornstein if going back to the minority was a little like getting back on a bicycle. You just know what to do and you take the seat. But Ornstein said it was more like going back to prison. Whatever analogy you pick, members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation get back to work today in a starkly changed Congress.